A B&B creative production. Left on Dead. The End.
I've already told you. I had no idea there was a bomb in the bag. It was supposed to be full of cash.
First of all, I think you're full of it, and I don't believe you. But assuming I did, why would you have a duffel bag full of cash?
It's a long story, but I was being blackmailed by a guy named Apollo, and he said if I didn't pay him, he would kill me. But I had the bills marked. I planned to come to the police as soon as I dropped the bag off.
Are you trying to prepare for an insanity plea or what? Do you realize how ridiculous this sounds?
Actually, it was Cindy. She was supposed to go to the police. Is Cindy okay?
I don't know who Cindy is, and I don't care. I want to know what you had planned to do with that bomb.
I told you, I didn't know there was a bomb.
Stop lying to me. We found the materials used to build the bomb at your house. We caught you red-handed carrying the bomb. If it wasn't for that anonymous tip, we know you had planned to blow something up.
Anonymous tip? Who the...
Where were you going to go if we hadn't stopped you?
I was just going to drop the bag off at the rear entrance to the library for Apollo to pick up.
Who is this Apollo you keep talking about?
I have no idea. Several weeks ago, he started randomly texting me. He's had me run a bunch of dangerous errands for him, threatening my life if I didn't comply. Dropping off this bag of cash was supposed to be the last mission or whatever. We've only communicated via text.
Mission? This ain't Grand Theft Auto, kid, and I'm not buying any of this bullcrap you're trying to dish out.
You have my phone. Check it. You can see all the texts with Apollo and with Cindy. Please find her and check on her.
Who do you think I am? This ain't my first rodeo. We have already been through your phone. There ain't no Cindy anywhere in there, and no Apollo either.
What? How can that be? I texted both of them within an hour before I was arrested.
We're waiting to get your official cell phone records, but according to your phone, you're having a lot of trouble telling me the truth right now. Now let's get back to what really matters. Where were you going with that bomb?
I don't know what else to tell you. I didn't know I had a bomb. I would never hurt anybody.
Funny you should say that, Nick. Open that up and have a look.
Oh my God. What is this?
That is proof that you would, in fact, hurt somebody.
Is that Ted?
Ted Anderson. He was found in his office this morning, stabbed to death.
No. No, this wasn't supposed to happen. Ted's my best friend.
If he is your best friend, why did you kill him?
What? I didn't kill him. Why would I do that?
That's what I want to know. But I think I'm getting a pretty good idea. On his computer screen, there was a report of accounts that had been flagged for unusual activity, and all of that activity was traced back to you. So I believe your buddy caught you mishandling bank funds, confronted you about it, and when he refused to back down, you killed him.
No way. All of those transactions, all that activity, that was because of Apollo. And Ted was aware of all that. He was helping me.
He was helping you transfer money to fake accounts?
No. Yes. He was trying to help me get out from under Apollo's thumb. Apollo had threatened his family, too.
Interesting. We did find some threats towards Ted on his phone.
You did? That was Apollo. Trace that number and find out who sent those, and you'll have your man behind all of this.
Now we're on the same page. Here's some of those threatening texts on his phone. After all you've done, I'll take care of you. It's over for you. Both of those were actually sent this morning.
Great. We just need...
From you.
What? I didn't... If I did say those things, those weren't threats. Those texts were me letting him know I was trying to protect him from Apollo.
If you were protecting him, you did a real bang-up job. I'm sure you'll be getting that thank you card from his wife and kids.
I didn't hurt him. I swear.
Look at the photos. Look at what you did to your friend and then tell me you would never hurt anyone. You murdered Ted and then had big plans of taking dozens of other lives with that bomb. Look at the pictures. Look at those and tell me you don't have what it takes to be violent.
Wait a second. What's written on that post-it note that stuck to Ted's shirt in the picture?
You should know you wrote it. Looks like a last message for your best friend. It has Bill's Barbershop printed on the top, and it says RIP Kicker. And the best I can tell, it's in your handwriting, taken from the post-it pad we had on your desk.
Kicker? No. Cindy? Cindy's the only person that ever called me that.
Just watch your back. I would be careful who you trust.
And the barbershop?
I do love a good mystery.
I've been framed. I don't know why, but I've been framed.
You've mentioned that barbershop twice. Is that somewhere you've been before?
No.
My dad was a barber for a while.
It was her the whole time.
We are going to take great care of you.
It was Cindy. She took the money back for herself and framed me for murder.
Yeah. I've heard that one before. You're already going away for the rest of your life for murdering your best friend. You may as well open up about what you're doing with that bomb.
I already told you. I had nothing to do with...
I know. You were framed.
Hey, Mom. I know you're busy, but I hate texting. I just wanted to let you know that I'm okay now. I've put the last few months behind me, and I'm just ready to start a new life and move forward. Yeah, I know. I know how much you loved Dad. I'll never forget him and how much he loved us. I'm sure the banker that closed down Dad's barbershop thought he was doing the right thing at the time. And I have a feeling that that banker won't ever forget about Dad.
A big thank you to everyone who made this show possible. From the actors to Nate, hey, that's me, getting everything done behind the scenes. But most of all, for the listeners, thank you. If you want more content like Left on Dead, make sure to leave a 5-star review and share Left on Dead with your friends. This has been a B&B Creative Production.